Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the exploding trend of mini private equity, also known as search funds. Buckle up, folks. It's gonna be a wild ride.
I'm all ears. It sounds fascinating, but the article mentions risks too. What's the main takeaway here?
Well, the core idea is that while creating a search fund to acquire a small business is booming, especially among young MBAs, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. The path to entrepreneurial success through this route is paved with challenges. Like Judd Lorson's story, for instance. He teamed up with Search Fund Accelerator after Yale, yet described the process as messy and chaotic. Imagine house hunting on Zillow, only to have deals fall apart repeatedly.
Wow, that sounds emotionally draining. So what are some of the biggest do's and don'ts highlighted here?
The article offers some great advice. First, forget about vacations. Say goodbye to leisure, because as the boss, you're always on call. Chad Howard's portable toilet rental business story perfectly illustrates this. Imagine dealing with a client emergency while visiting family out of state.
Yeesh. Talk about a crap situation. Anything else aspiring search fund entrepreneurs should watch out for?
Definitely. Don't expect to just walk away after selling your business. The reality? Most sales are to private equity, and you'll likely retain a stake and stay on for a couple of years, often working under your new PE overlords. It's like winning the lottery, but still having to work for the lottery commission.
Ha, that's a good analogy. But is it all doom and gloom? Are there any upsides mentioned?
Well, the pay can significantly improve if you stick around with the new equity partners. But another crucial point is to be prepared for failure. Half of search funds fail, either by never finding a business, not making a return, or losing everything. The article categorizes these as no dealers, imploders, and my personal favorite, the drifters.
Drifters? What exactly does that mean?
Drifters are those who cling to failing businesses, hoping for a turnaround. Wasserstein argues that bad companies tend not to recover, and the longer you hold on, the worse the impact on your career, finances, even relationships. Ouch.
That's a grim picture. So what's the antidote to these potential pitfalls?
Finding a strong support system is key. A mentor, the peer group, someone to lean on during the tough times. This can be a professor, an alumnus, even helpful investors. Running a business is incredibly demanding. You need emotional intelligence, negotiation skills, fundraising prowess. It's like being a one-person circus.
I see. Interesting. So, it sounds like while the allure of mini private equity is strong, aspiring entrepreneurs need a hefty dose of realism and a solid support system to navigate the potential minefields.
Absolutely. It's essential to understand the risks, the long hours, and the potential for setbacks. The dream of a $10 million payday is achievable, but it's far from guaranteed. It takes resilience, careful planning, and a clear-eyed assessment of your own capabilities. And on that note, folks, we've reached the end of today's discussion. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.